The Trump administration's Environmental Protection Agency came to West Virginia to collect public comment on the repeal of the Clean Power Plan, which aimed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. Glynis Board has this sampling of voices from the EPA hearings.
Despite the coal country setting, most speakers at the EPA's hearing were opposed to repealing the Obama-era rule, a rule that aims to stave off the worst predicted effects of climate change. Many came from out of town, like Douglas Myers Jr. from Detroit, Michigan.
You guys woke up this morning, y'all put y'all suits on, and y'all here listening to us. There's some people that woke up and put on suits, and they're going into a casket because they died from dealing with pollution. How come our people still dying, and you guys not talking about strengthening this power plant? It seemed like maybe you guys don't care. So for you guys to have a name like the Environmental Protection Agency, I would hope y'all keep y'all word and live up to your name.
Plenty of West Virginians spoke as well, like Bill Rainey from the West Virginia Coal Association.
Mr. Chairman, it's so encouraging that you and the new EPA are here this morning, listening to the best coal miners in the world, listening to the people most affected by these kinds of policies, listening to the communities who are trying to get their feet back under them and put their economies together. Our miners are the best practicing environmentalists in the world because they're going to protect their own environment. They won't accept dirty air or dirty water.
One such miner was Stanley Sturgill. 72 years old, Sturgill spent 41 years mining underground, and now he struggles with black lung. He drove in from his home in Harlan County, Kentucky.
We're dying, literally dying, for you to help us. Do I really think that this administration cares what this old worn-out coal miner has to say? I really doubt it. But I had to be here, and as long as I can draw a breath, I'm going to keep working to fight climate change and protect the land and the country I love.
EPA's two-day public hearing is the only one they have scheduled. The agency will continue to take comments on the proposed repeal until January 16th. For the Iowa Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board in Charleston, West Virginia.